They say everything can be replaced. Is not near, so I remember every face of everyone who put me here. I see my life come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. They say that everyone needs protection. They say that everyone must fall. Yet I swear I see my reflection somewhere so high above this wall. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. Yonder stands a man in this lonely crowd, a man who swears he's not to blame. All day long I hear him shouting so loud, just crying out he was framed. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released.
Thanks, Ron. Just a note, that this service is being recorded. If people are willing to move to the front, if we start filling up back there, that would be appreciated in case we have latecomers. Our prelude was performed by Ron Fry, and it's just delightful to have him playing for us. Good morning and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. I'm Rachel Long, pronouns are she and her, and I am currently serving for another about 5 weeks as Prairie's president. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. We strive to be welcoming to all, though we recognize that we all have biases that limit our understanding of how others may perceive us and how we perceive others. We stumble in our efforts, but we commit to keep trying to grow our ability to love people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, gender identity, family structure, age, or abilities. We have a few announcements. Please see the paper order of service and also the emailed announcements that went out on Prairie Views. First, right after this service, we will have our parish meeting, and the service will be short today so that we can spend most of our time on the parish meeting. Creativity and Connection will be meeting next Saturday, May 28th at 10. It is a monthly gathering to connect and work on creative projects. Each month, we'll get together to work on a project using supplies you should have on hand. The focus will be on the creative process rather than the outcome, but there is an opportunity to share your project at the end. The membership committee needs you. One of our co-chairs, Patty Stockdale, is stepping down, and Deeza Pence needs a partner to help lead. The committee also needs more members to help greet and welcome visitors and members on Sunday mornings. If you can help, please let Deeza know. And John Wonderland has an announcement, if you could step up.
Hi, everybody. John Wonderland, he, him. Our beloved piano, which has served us well for many years, is actually more than 100 years old. And the lifetime of a piano is more like an expected 50 years. The damper pedals are broken, and several of the keys are non-functional at this point, which Amber is about ready to throw it somewhere. So I'm here to start rattling the cage and see if we can get some people to step up and donate some money for a new piano. I actually have a lead on a possible used piano, which it looks like we could get a quite good price on, but I'm not sure that's going to happen yet. But one way or another, we're going to need to raise several thousand dollars at least for a new piano, and I just wanted to see if there's anyone out there that's interested in helping donate to that. If you do donate online, be sure to mention in the memo that this is specifically for the piano. So that's it. So you can either contact me or my wife, who's the chair of the music committee, about helping us out with that. Thanks.
His wife is Nancy Wonderland. And we have an announcement from Matt about our update on our administrator.
Good morning, all. I am the Reverend Matt Aspin. My pronouns are he and him. And it is, as always, very good to be with you here today. You may recall, or maybe you don't, maybe you're new, or maybe you didn't hear, our beloved 10-year administrator, Dan Clock, had to move home about 2.5 miles away, 2.5 hours away. And we wanted to make sure that nothing has actually changed, so just let me start there. But we wanted to make sure that we allowed him time to transition into a new life. We wanted to see if he could do things remotely, and mostly it's worked out okay. But there's been a couple of things. Like, I asked him to print off all of the materials for the meeting today, and he's like, okay, I'll send these to, you know, a volunteer. They're like 400 pages. I'm like, no, we've got to do that. So I was going to have him send me stuff to Office Max or something, and he decided to drive up here and drop them off. So it's working, but there's some challenges. So slowly but surely, and he's still looking for other work. So we've really just tried to have a long, slow transition. So this is just an update. We've really worked together to find out exactly all of his tasks and what he does and what needs to be done. And I've turned that into a really good updated job description. I've run it by some folks in the congregation. I have an HR background. I've run it by some other folks. We're really trying to make sure that we're going to have a really open and expansive search process. We want to make sure that we cast a wide net and get a diversity of candidates. And we're going to try to do everything we can do to make sure that transition process is open and inclusive, and we find a really great replacement. So we're in no rush. But I just wanted to give you an update. You haven't seen Dan in a while. That's what's happening. Over the summer, we'll get that job description posted, and hopefully my intention is to have a replacement hopefully found as we begin the new church year in August, September, and that'll let the person have a full year. And Dan has also agreed, because he's Dan and so generous, to be available for as long as it takes to help train and transition and all those different kind of things. So just an update, nothing on fire, but we just wanted to let you know what's happened with Dan.
Our chalice lighting is Justice, Meaning, and Purpose by David Braden and read by Evelyn Kane.
Evelyn Kane, she, hers. We light this chalice, remembering and honoring our own tradition and celebrating the rich diversity of traditions among us. As we search for justice, meaning, and purpose, may we remember that justice, meaning, and purpose live first in deeply listening to one another.
Now we will have some centering remarks by Reverend Matt Aspen.
I like that reading. May we remember that justice, meaning, and purpose live first in deeply listening to one another. I was asked to come up with not very long, maybe 10 minutes of content for this morning. And as I started to look at the world and where we are in this community and what was going on, the first thing that came to mind was I wanted to make sure that we took some space to just acknowledge all the things that are going on. In more shootings, Buffalo, California, there's wildfires. I know more people that have COVID now than I've known for the whole 2 years that have gone by. There's a monkeypox coming through. There's war in Ukraine. I could certainly blather on here for 10 minutes easily about all the things and all the what's. But it occurred to me, y'all are here to, reflect on the business of this community and what has been and what is to come. So I thought a better use of the 10 minutes would be to really take some time. You know, in a community, we listen to each other. I thought we could maybe, to begin that process, take some time and just listen to ourselves first. So I'm going to invite us over the next few minutes to settle in to our bodies, settle into this room. I've heard many times over the course of the year people saying, geez, I really wish that centering time, that reflection time that we had was more than 30 seconds each Sunday. So here's your wish. We're going to spread it all out this one time here. So find yourself, find your body, find your breath. And my intention today is to ask a series of prompting questions to guide you, to guide your thoughts, and to prepare us all to come together and share collectively. So the first question I always ask when we have groups come together, and I invite you to reflect upon, is how is your spirit today? How are you feeling today? How is your spirit? We'll spend a minute there, and then I'll offer another prompt as we breathe together and think. Now that you've begun to think about how you are today, I'll invite you to consider, how have you grown this year? And if you feel like you have grown, in what ways have you grown? You may begin these prompts, you may begin to notice that these prompts are really, you know, the best parts of a community like this. The next question I offer is, how have you served this year? How have you been of service to others? Next prompt. How have you allowed yourself to be held by this community this past year? How have you been vulnerable? And have you felt safe to do so? I'll invite you to next consider, how have you been challenged this year by this community? Next prompt, how have you made space for others in this community? And this will be the last one. As we prepare to move out of this space of reflection and into a space of business and meeting and thinking, I invite you to reflect upon all that we just thought about and think about your intention and what you hope to bring into the world in this coming year as we begin to plan. May it be so.
At this time, we'll now stop the recording so that we may share our joys and concerns.